You're listening to Drake in the Morning
with Danny, Wes, and Sid
on 98.1 The Max.
Today, yet to come, boys and girls, we have tickets for the Beale Street Music Festival and money. So I got to play these things and not forget, because I tend to space off some and just forget where I am and not do the right stuff. But I'm attempting to do that today. We'll play that. Every day this week, there's money on this program, on the Jarman program, and afternoons with Ronaldo. You also have a chance to win money there. You hear the sounder, you call the phone number. It's that easy. All right? So that's coming up, and so are these tickets. I got to find some trivia or something to play with on that. Some of the entertainment stories. I don't know that this is necessary, but I remember where I was clearly. We all have those moments in the scope of our lives. For, you know, some of us, the, you know, JFK thing, although, you know, we were all little kids, it was JFK, then it was Bobby, then it was Martin, then it was John Lennon, then it was 9/11, then there was the blowing up of the spaceship Challenger. A number of things that stick in your mind in just the real world, kind of a realm. In the rock and roll world, there are things you remember, the loss of certain people and things like that. One of the things that many of us who were in this business back in the late 70s will never forget was the crashing of the plane carrying Ronnie Van Zant and the members of Lynyrd Skynyrd. I'll never forget that. I was out with somebody, some record guy had come to Louisville, and because the Billy Joel album, The Stranger, had been released. And they were going around to radio, you know, buying dinners and bringing in Coke, and, you know, we were all out getting jacked up. Not really, but they were out promoting this album. And we're out at some restaurant, and somebody in our group knew Charlie Daniels. And Charlie had been on the road with this band, and he called this guy. And we're sitting at some bar in Louisville to tell him that the Skynyrd plane had gone down, and it wasn't looking good. And this was in the days when Steve Gaines had joined the band, and Cassie Gaines, his sister, and the album had just come out. Street Survivors was out. And those songs were hits on the radio. This band was at their peak. And so the news began to creep out slowly, and all night we're up, you know, on the radio. And you hear that Ronnie has died and that Steve Gaines has died, and the whole thing was, it was horrible. And now, I don't know why these things sometimes, there are some stories that are worth retelling on film and some that aren't. There's a biopic. This story indicates that it's called Plane Crash.
Oh,
which,
really?
Which is even tackier. Filming has begun on the Skynyrd biopic Plane Crash. Couldn't you find something else? The film will show the band's early years and rise to fame and have a heavy emphasis on the plane crash that killed three band members, one of the group's managers, and the pilots. That was an ugly time. Why this needs to be in a movie, I don't understand, but it does. And that's also the one, if you were in possession of the album cover, because that was one of the creepiest things about the whole thing.
Yes.
Was the album cover had the entire band walking in a line in flame.
Right.
And they pulled that out of stores immediately, and MCA had to reprint the album cover because it had Steve Gaines and Ronnie Van Zant
right.
Surrounded by flame. Very, very strange. So this idea sucks is my input on that briefly. Once again, this story I hope is not true, but sometimes these things are a foretelling of something. Greg Allman is saying that he's not in hospice care. He's been ill the past couple of years, but he told fans in a Facebook post that he's resting at home in Savannah, not Florida. He's in Savannah, Georgia, and he's fine. I hope that's okay because we don't need him to go away just yet. This is sad, too, and I hope that Scott Baio catches on fire or that somebody beats his ass with a baseball bat until he can barely speak. I'll tell you why. Well, just in general, because he's a loudmouth douchebag that doesn't have any idea what he's talking about, just for starters. Erin Moran died over the weekend. Happy Day star. She was Joni Cunningham. She's had a really difficult life, and many people do. Everybody has their moments. And she went from that show to pretty much being irrelevant in the entertainment world. She got no work. She was typecast. And so her life went down the drain. Alcohol and drugs didn't help. And everybody assumed that when she died, because she at one point she was homeless and had nothing. And so everybody assumed that she had OD'd or something at 56 years old. No, she had stage 4 cancer, throat cancer. Had been doing chemo and all that stuff. The part that makes no sense is why she was found alone and dead someplace with nobody around her. That doesn't make any sense. But it's sad anyway. Scott Baio, this dick, thinks that her history of drugs and booze may have played a part. What are you, a doctor now and a therapist? He said that in some interview that he was not completely shocked by her passing and said, for me, you do drugs or drink, you're going to die. I'm sorry if that's cold, but God gave you a brain, blah, 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 blah. So he may have a point to make, but it could have been made with a bit more, class than that.
Chachi.
What an ass. So that's sad. Fargo is back on FX last Wednesday. Record ratings. I tried to watch the first one. It was too long, and I fell asleep. But it really is quality stuff. This is season 3. The first two, I told you yesterday, and I may have bitched about it, that if you want to watch seasons 1 and 2, they're on the cable TV. They're on FX. So I'm already paying a bunch of money for the cable TV. But to watch one episode of Fargo season 1, they want $3.
I don't understand.
There's 10 shows per season. So why do I got to pay twice to watch it?
Apparently that's not the only show, because I went and looked it up. And
it's a bunch of them.
Yeah, I don't understand why you would have to. You pay for on demand.
Yes. So why am I paying $3 to watch a show that's 2 years old? That's why we all hate you. Yet we keep paying the money for it, so who's the dumbass here? Us or them? Us. There was a TV strike. What year was that? That was some years ago.
That was like 7 or 8 years ago, I want to say.
Late night TV was shut down 2 or 3 weeks. The writer's strike affects late night TV especially. It affects script writing in Hollywood for film. They're in a battle now, which may come to an end this week, or they may go on strike. And TV shows could be in reruns. This happened 9 years ago and shut down these shows for 100 days. That was 3 months of reruns of Dave and Leno and all that stuff. A long strike might delay the fall TV season. The issues at hand are insurance benefits and hourly wages or something. I don't know, but they're all mad out there in the Hollywood. So we'll see how that rolls out. Oh, what else did I have here? Keep your eyes on this, too, speaking of scams. And once again, to recover this quick thing, if you get a text on your little phone, and I have now discovered the world of robo-texts, which really are annoying, and they come to your phone, and I think, who the hell got this phone number? So your only options are to delete them and then block them and report them to somebody. And that, of course, goes off into the wind someplace. But the text that comes that says that you owe money for a ticket in this city, it is bogus. Don't pay it and report it to the Shelby County Police Department or the sheriffs or whoever they are. Because that's a mess. Also, from Channel 3, do not buy into this. This happens apparently every Mother's Day. A Facebook scam that it will be on your Facebook page that shows a coupon, pardon me, for money off on Mother's Day. Don't click on it. It apparently goes to a Lowe's survey site that looks real, but it ain't. So just don't even go there or you're asking for trouble because it is a virus and a scam and you don't need to buy into it.
You just got to be careful with all of that stuff these days.
I never touch anything.
If it's an internet thing especially, but check the address bar at the top of the browser.
Yeah.
Because if it's not a legit one, and it mentions this in Lowe's, it's going to have some string of characters before it even gets to /Lowe's.com/whatever.
Yeah.
Because it's faked out.
Well, and this, here again are our dear friends from the National Retail Federation. Mother's Day is the next holiday that, and what is the origin of this? We've already been through this every year for the past 20.
There was a woman who wanted to have a special day to honor mothers, and her envisionment.
Thanks.
The way she envisioned it was to make it a special day for children to go to their mother's house, spend time with their mother, write poems for and about their mother, and maybe cook for them. And then it became a commercial thing after it became official. And then she started championing against the whole thing.
That's right. It backfired, and she went, I didn't mean for this to happen.
Right.
So Hallmark cut it out.
It's like anything else. Think about Christmas. That was to celebrate the birth of Christ.
But now it celebrates the birth of Santa Claus.
That's right.
Presents.
These things are the most annoying things to me because it's like Valentine's Day. If you only pay attention to your husband and our wife one day a year, you're probably on your eighth marriage. It should be every day, you dumbass. If your mother is alive, and some of them are and some of them aren't, mine's not, 88% of people will celebrate Mother's Day. But I suppose you can't if she isn't here, and she wouldn't care anyway. Your wife isn't your mother, so yeah. I don't get how all that works out. And if she is, that should be in a book.
A whole other kind of therapy.
But this is so gosh damn stupid. If you love your mother, you should do it every day and tell her or call her or something once a week. And this year, Americans who can be convinced of anything will spend $23 billion on their mothers. Now, I suppose if you ignore it and act defiant about it, your mother will be hurt and will probably disown you. So for God's sake, get a card because Hallmark needs the money. $23 billion. People will buy their mom jewelry, dinner or brunch, flowers, gift card. They'll buy her some mom jeans, tell her she's old and fat, a spa day. 10% or something will purchase a gadget for their mom. Can we define gadget here and be safe with that one?
I'm not saying a word.
Nope. I hoped you wouldn't because I just saw your face and went, don't even go there. But you'll see your mom.
I'm not buying her a back massager, though.
Don't buy her nothing. Give her a hug. I love you, Mom. Now, of course, your kids are small, so they'll probably like hop in the car, go to Target, and buy you some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The oldest one is almost 5,
mm-hmm.
So she can drive.
Yeah.
So that's fair. And
the younger one will work the pedals.
yeah. I don't. It's just a goofy ass holiday that people spend billions on. When once a week, a nice hug. I love you. I appreciate you. Thanks for birthing me. I'm sorry it hurt, and now I'll go away.
I'm glad you reminded me though, because I want one of those stand up desks for the office, and my husband said he was looking at those, and he said, but he didn't have till August to get it because that was my birthday. Mother's Day.
Why do you want a stand-up desk?
Just because my Sydney knows too. I can't. My shoulders and my back, it all kills sitting at a computer all day.
Yeah. Don't you recall the days, or do you? in radio when every board, as we call it, was a stand-up board?
I remember, yeah, I don't ever remember sitting down.
No.
I don't know, was the board higher? Oh, I guess it was a lot higher. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
On Beale Street, we had, it was a stand-up board, but we had a really high stool.
Mm-hmm.
But back in the old days, everybody stood up because you can, because the air comes up, you know, through your abdomen and you speak, and it's better if you're sitting up straight or standing up. Now, Jarman sits here like almost on the floor with this chair lowered down. So that's, you know, that's just Jarman though.
Yeah, he's pretty tall. Now, what I think's funny about our whole console is it was built by a guy that was 6'10".
I mean dwarf.
Just the opposite, 6'10".
Yeah, well, it's not wholly inconvenient, but it works. That's all that matters. Dairy Queen is selling a new Guardians of the Galaxy Blizzard. It contains brownies, cookies, caramel, choco chunks, soft serve ice cream, and directions on how to fight diabetes. The movie opens up next Thursday night.
And it tastes like Groot.
What's Groot?
It's one of the characters in the movie.
Yummy. Teen Vogue, I subscribe, claims ketchup-flavored Pringles chips will hit store shelves in North America. They're red. If you buy them, you should be put in jail. Red Pringles taste like ketchup.
My family will buy them because they like to try all flavors of Pringles.
Are you being serious?
Yes. More like
we'll talk
the
later.
Kid will talk us into buying them.
We'll talk later.
He likes to try.
Well, let's see. Oh, this story I marked here. I got to find this song now, or this story won't make any sense. I didn't plan ahead. Oh, it doesn't matter. A new study by addictions.com claims, what kind of music do you think that drug use is mentioned the most? And what genre of songs and formats, as we say in radio, do you think that drug references are in the most?
Urban.
Yeah, that's rap.
Yeah.
No. Want to guess again?
Classic rock.
Nope.
Pop.
Nope.
Adult contemporary.
Classical.
Opera. Country.
What? Really?
Country music.
It was all about the care.
1.6% of the time in country, 1.3% in hip-hop and rap.
Now, are they counting alcohol as a drug there?
I don't know.
Or nicotine?
I don't know, but it's still, that doesn't make any sense.
No.
Because rock songs are full of drugs and booze and just like country, but there aren't many country songs about heroin and stuff, I don't think.
No, but if...
Or weed.
If they're counting alcohol, though, how many country songs talk about getting the beer on the tailgate?
Every single one of them.
Well, then that would skew the numbers there.
Well, it's all, yeah, it's...
And that's not very godlike. I thought country was very God.
It was supposed to be kind of a gospel and spiritual-based thing, and I think that people like Elvis kind of maybe helped inspire that, because he did gospel records, and he was very into the Bible. He went back and forth, I think, like many people do. But the country music was a spiritual kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
and it's, you know, in its, you know, beginnings. Now, in this day and age, it's about beer and short shorts and trucks and bestiality and things like that.
Healthy dose of jingoism. And
it's just bullshit. But anyway, so the country people are doing dope, and now you all know the real secrets to the real problems in that business. MemphisHouseHunters.com has no problems. I heard this morning on a national news show a new stat to share during this live radio commercial. The two things that people regret after they buy a house
mm-hmm.
are the condition of the home and the location of the home, because sometimes they are forced to buy really quick. And so after they've done it and signed all the paperwork and done all that dance, they realize that they have just bought a house that they don't really like, that may have some problems, and the part of town they bought it in sucks. So that's why you need somebody with a brain
to help you out,
to walk you through all these steps and make sure you know what you're doing before you start signing all these lines.
What's funny is Memphis House Hunters, Michael Mosteller and Nikki, they helped. They not only sold my house top dollar in a week, which was so fast, they can do it for you, but then we had to find a house quickly. And those two things are the two favorite things I have about my house. We told them exactly what school district we wanted. We can't play, you know, we can't afford
very important
private schools. We're in, you know, radio. So we had to tell them what schools we wanted. And actually, the condition of my house, I asked Nikki, I said, why is no one buying on this house? Why it seems lower than it should be? And she said, well, there's not as many updates in it. And I said, just because it's got some shell sinks in it, some brass stuff. She's like, yeah, people, a lot of people want everything done. And I said, not with a two-year-old and an unborn child.
Yeah.
I don't care. We can update it slowly as we go.
Right.
And so those two things are exactly what they did for me. Found us a house that was cheaper for us to buy because they knew we didn't need exactly all that stuff. And that's what you can do at MemphisHouseHunters.com. Put in exactly what you want. Find your dream house. But you'll be surprised how many or how much your house is worth right now because the inventory is so low, especially if you're in one of those districts.
And you can add on as you go and fix things like we have, like y'all have, like everybody does. You buy a house and you never stop adding on to it. It's never over. It never will be. But these people at least will, you know, show you, you know, here's the shape it's in. You got to go to every bathroom and check the water pressure. You know, things like that always just piss me off to no end. When I get in the shower and go, I bought this place. So you got to be careful and let them do it for you. They are great at this. The best in town. They sell tons of houses, a lot more than anybody else. That's a proven fact. These other guys doing these cute commercials are just, well, ineffective. Memphis House Hunters is not. They're very good at this. Thank you, Michael.
685-6000.
MemphisHouseHunters.com. What else do we have to do? I got to give away tickets and money. I think I'll do that in a minute. First, I want to show you that these country rock stars are all into dope, and it's just wrong.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.
What else we got to do for today? Let's see what else I marked.
There's always something. We had the plastic story.
Yeah, this one I put over here in this. Also, I want to mention, where did you find this? What website?
I don't know. Let me see the top of it.
it doesn't show it. The Derby is a week from this weekend in Louisville, the 2017 Kentucky Derby. And I guess you Googled this.
Yeah, let me find it.
It's 143rd Derby. If you're into this, we're going to have Ellis Starr on next Friday to handicap and give us his picks. And now this guy is really good. He's a national tout, as they call him. And this list here of contenders includes the top 50 horses. Now that's a lot of horses. Only 21 or 2 will end up being in it. But we'll post this website so you can go there and see who the owner is, who the jockey is, the record of what they have won this year, and get some ideas on your picks for the Kentucky Derby in Louisville a week from this Saturday. It'll be up there. Then we'll go on to the other ones in the Triple Crown. So that's all coming up. The plastics thing was a story about the bottles of stuff that we all drink, whether it be, you know, water or soda, and the plastic is as bad for you as the drink in the bottle. And they are trying to recycle some things to make them out of not plastic. And the story somehow reads, and I can't find the story, but they are made from carpet remnants in various parts of the world.
Okay, I read it the opposite. I read that our plastic bottles we recycle aren't recycled for new plastic bottles. They're recycled for other textiles, including carpet, in other places that are not as advanced as we are.
Where's the damn story? Because it seemed they were trying to get away from using plastic because it's bad.
I think it turns out it's cheaper for them to make new plastic bottles because petroleum's cheap right now.
So what is the ultimate point of the story?
That we're recycling all these plastic bottles, thinking that they're going to be used to make more plastic
bottles. Okay.
So that we don't have to make new ones and these aren't thrown in a landfill.
So it's a lie.
Well, I was kind of hoping it was a lie. Not hoping. I really do wish we recycle, but I do have a vision of people just throwing everything we recycle into the same landfill.
Yeah, I wonder myself, but there are those that are convinced that it helps, which is fine.
But they are recycled into 20% is into new plastic bottles. Only 20%. But the other one are sent off to factories in emerging markets. They use in textiles such as clothing, bags, carpeting, and the reason appears to come down to cost.
Well,
so they're like still being recycled.
Yeah.
Just not into new bottles. 80% of it.
Okay. Well,
not a bad thing.
No.
So never mind.
Yeah. It's just and that's the only reason I read it is because I had the same feeling you had.
Yeah, well, I guess I should read the stories a little bit more thoroughly before I open my mouth. So we'll just edit out this part for the replay. God.
Horseracingnation.com is where that
Horseracingnation.com. All right. Also, thanks to our friends at the Good Shepherd Health Pharmacies, making a big splash in this town, and they will across America before this is all done. If you are not aware of this, you should be. If you have medications or your parents do or somebody that you know that they can't afford, this is a new concept in the pharmacy world that is saving lives, I'm sure, and at least saving you a bunch of money. It's a nonprofit membership pharmacy. Go to goodshephealth.com. You sign up for $40 a month. After that, all your meds are free or at the wholesale price that they pay with no markup. You all qualify. You can have insurance. They just don't bill it. If you don't have insurance, they can really help you out. So all you do is save money and support their work with your $40 a month. It's that simple. This is no scam. This is the real deal. They want to take care of all you that need it. So go to the website, goodshephealth.com. They mail them to you. It is convenient, inexpensive, and they do have some of these inhalers still during this time of year when it's pollen and people are sneezing and all falling out. And they're free, and they cost about $400 otherwise. GoodShepHealth.com. It's the real deal, and it's very helpful, and we thank them for doing this great work and allowing us to be a part of it. What else? Rook Insurance. Talk about covering your butt. That's important, too, and Rook Insurance, the two area offices, can do that for you. The staff over there works, I guess they're on the phones all the time because they got so much new business coming in. If you're in a small business, if you need something for your car, she covers pretty much all kinds of insurance and can explain to you how they lock in your rates indefinitely. No increases, no surprises, and it's this word is spreading like wildfire, too.
Thanks to everybody who's emailed and let us know that they have switched to Elizabeth Rook and their insurance has gone down. Your monthly payment will not go up. If you look at your bill, you may see it's slightly gone up and you haven't even noticed. You don't have to wait for renewal. You don't have to ask your mortgage company. If she can save you money, she will handle all the paperwork, make the changes, and all you're going to do is pay less. It's that easy. Rookinsurance.com, rookinsurance.com, or 867-SAVE.
All right. Let's see here. Let me...
What are you hunting down?
Oh, I'm just thinking.
About
that makes
for music that makes you happy. And it's not about drinking beer.
Not really. Beale Street Music Fest is coming up in a couple of weeks. 535-9898. What is the name of the lead singer of Midnight Oil? He's a big, scary, bald-headed dude that quit the band to become a politician in Australia.
That's a good one.
And he got back in the band. and he's still a big, scary, bald-headed dude. And they're playing at the Memphis and May Beale Street Music Festival. What's his name? And you can have a pair of tickets for that event. We'll have more tomorrow, too, along with Amy Weirich, the Shelby County Attorney General, and Shea Flynn, and more money, and Jarman has money today, so get after it. We looked all day long for the past 3 or 4 hours for a song to celebrate National Penguin Day. All we could find, we looked and looked and looked, and we could find only this song by Adele, Chasing Penguins. We'll be back.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.